And this is the Cisco Report. I'm Kevin Cisco, your host, as always, and it's very good to be with you this week. I got to tell you, I had a great Thanksgiving. We went to a family member's house, my uncle's house, and we had a lot there. And, you know, we all had a great time, and it was just great as always. You know, Thanksgiving, it has to be, hands down my favorite holiday. And don't get me wrong, I don't mind the others. I mean, when it comes to Christmas, I could take it or leave it. But let me put it this way, Halloween and Thanksgiving. But Thanksgiving is definitely number one for me. It's always been. It's a day where you can just relax, and I feel like you could just sort of hang out, do what you want to do. And even if you're doing the cooking, I think you could even find Thanksgiving enjoyable. But so I had a great time. And the topic of streaming services versus cable came up. You know, everybody's talking about ditching their cable getting these streaming services. Don't you have to pay, you know, a certain amount of months still, but it is supposedly cheaper. There are free ones. Nevertheless, there are certain very practical reasons why I keep cable, to be honest. And because I was asked about this, there are very practical reasons why I keep the cable. And one of them is because, well, every time you call these people, they misunderstand what you say. They get everything wrong half the time. They barely speak English. That's the biggest one, because God forbid you speak English today. We can't have that. And they try to scam you. They try to get extra money out of you. That, you know, it's terrible. They take advantage of every business opportunity they can. And that's such a terrible thing today. Look, you cannot treat people like garbage. You simply can't do it. And that's what we do in every aspect of life, whether it's business by employing underhanded practices or just in your day-to-day life. So, yeah, that's one of the reasons why I keep cable. The other reason is I shouldn't have to give something up just because someone's trying to fucking screw me over. It's really better to monitor your bill. You have to monitor your bill. You have to look at, you know, are they adding extra things on? Because at one point, there was a time where there were all these added channels, and they added them without my knowledge or my consent. And I was really mad. And it caused an issue, such an issue. And I tried to get it resolved. I'll tell you, they said, oh, so you don't want these, you want that. Finally, I spoke to the right person, got what I wanted. And I got all these extra sports channels taken off and other things. And so that is And you know, and another thing, you're paying for extra things often. You know, people get these things like the Amazon Fire Stick. You're getting this extra hardware. Maybe you're getting a smart TV. Shocking. I mean, who knows what you're getting, but I'm telling you, streaming services are eventually going to go in the same direction cable is going in. So it's not going to matter. As long as there's a human being at the end, you can be sure you're going to get fucked in the ass one way or the other. And we enjoy. My wife and I enjoy. Sometimes we turn on the news. We might catch something here or there. And I'm the type of person that never compromises my principles. Never. But we live in a day and age where you are being forced to almost. And I got to tell you, I won't do it. I won't do it. So. You know, this whole discussion of streaming services versus cable, I just I have a lot of mixed feelings about it. It's a mixed bag of emotions for me. And you know, who knows what's gonna come of this? And you know, because what people need to realize too, here's what people need to realize too. You are bundling cable and internet. You're bundling it. And then some people are adding a phone on top of it. Well, we have cell phones today. There's not always a need for a house phone, almost no need for a house phone. So that's another thing about these companies. You're bundling, you're always bundling everything. Everything is bundled, bundled, bundled. And they lie to you and say, boy, you're getting a great deal out of us. And, but you have to make sure you get that deal. Or you're sticking to your contracts. Well, we don't do contracts anymore. Bullshit. When I signed up, you gave me a contract. And so actually, it's more of a pain in the ass to switch. And that's how they get you. That's how they get you. I'm not complaining too much about the services themselves, or even not even complaining about the price too much, but I'm telling you that's how they get you. And what I tell people is if you really don't want cable, put a goddamn antenna on top of your roof. I don't have the option to do that because I am living in a rental property, but. In a building, a complex. Nevertheless, that's an option. And you can get many local channels that way, many of them. And so there are other ways. And I'm not saying these streaming services are bad. I'm not. I'm just questioning whether or not they're always worth it. So I that just gave me a lot to think about, as of late, a lot to think about, and some food for thought as well as my turkey, as well as the food for my stomach. So there you go. I hope it gave you something to think about too. So you can listen, subscribe to the Cisco Report, and. You can check out the Cisco Report Community Forum at thesiscoreport.freeforums.net. And I will see you next time.